Here we go. Good move. Got him. Oh.
Hi, Mike. Been at training camp. What's it been like so far?
It's been great. You know, it really, coming in, I got to admit, I was a little bit nervous. I didn't know what it was going to be like coming off the Achilles injury. OTAs felt great. Workouts felt great. But until you put the pads on, you really never know what it's going to be like. And I felt better than I've ever felt. So it's been great. It's great to be around the guys again in pads, having fun.
Put some guacamole on it.
Training camp's always difficult, but you don't know how quick it can get taken away from you. And so I have a totally new perspective being out there. And a lot of times you think about camp and how difficult it is, and it can easy to get into a funk. But when you recognize, man, the only thing worse than being at training camp is not being at training camp. It makes it so much grateful to be out there.
Here we go, baby. Go, let's go.
Hey, one day at a time, baby.
There's a lot of really nice guys on the team, a lot of very approachable guys. You're one of the most approachable guys on the team.
Is it cold out here today?
Out here? No.
I'm kidding.
But when I see you out on the field, it's a different guy. Where does the switch flip for you? Because when you get out there, it's not the same approachable guy that we see off the field.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta turn it on when you're out there. You know what I mean? And it's more fun to play like that. If you go out there and try to play nice, you're not going to play at a high level. But that's, you're right, and that's why I'm so impressed with this team. A lot of times you have really talented players, but a lot of egos. And on this team, you really have an incredible amount of talent and an incredible amount of selflessness. When you go out on that field, if you're just playing for yourself, that's one thing. But when you go out there and you're going to battle with your guys to the left and to the right, and you care about playing not just for yourself and for your own name, but for the team and for the guys around you, you're going to play that much harder.
Let's have fun, baby. How'd it look, Bob?
Spent a lot of time with defensive coordinator Bob Sutton, your time in New York and then obviously here in Kansas City. What do you like about playing in his system?
Gosh, Bob is one of the smartest guys I've ever been around. I just would like to spend one day in his mind and see how he sees the game of football, because it's really amazing to listen to him coach. So a guy I have a ton of respect for, and again, a guy I'd go out there and battle for day in and day out.
Somebody who likes to be physical along the defensive line. Those teams look at last year and see, some teams found success running the ball against the Chiefs. How do you feel going up this year against a team that says, hey, we're going to try to run the ball again? Oh. That's got to fit right into where you
Yeah, do. Exactly. I mean, this defense is ready for anything. The one thing, you got DJ back there. I mean, when you see him run around at practice, it's incredible. I mean, you see the type of player that he is.
It feels good to have a defensive line just going, bro.
We got Bailey, Jay Howard playing at an incredible high level. These guys are doing so well. I think we can be an incredible defense. You know what I mean? But we have the roster, we have it on paper. We got the guys, so now we just got to go out there and do it.